The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We'll have a little Thrones talk today and probably some other stuff, too. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. Of course, you can text the show as well at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Let's have some fun. This is a very short week for Mr. Hoffman.
Oh, the shortest of the shorts.
You get 2 weeks that are basically the shortest possible week for you coming up.
Yeah, hard times.
One day here at the beginning and one day when you get back.
Yeah.
So, but enjoy your vacation. Be good to get out of town for a little bit.
I am looking very much forward to it, Fred.
How was your weekend?
It was long. Went to Austin and got some beer, stood in long lines in the heat. But it was good beer. And then I worked Saturday night and then drank more beer on Sunday. So I drank a lot of beer this weekend and didn't really get a whole lot accomplished.
I kind of did the same thing. I drank a lot this weekend and I didn't intend to. It was just one of those things that my neighbors were having a housewarming party. And so we went over there and started drinking and that turned into, oh, let's go to the bar around the corner and drink there. And then, oh, let's go back to our place and have a few more. That's kind of...
And that's what it turns into.
And then Sunday turned into, well, we just got up. It's 9:45. We either, you know, don't drink today or we go down to a place for breakfast and start day drinking. And that's what we did yesterday.
Well, that's a Blitz weekend. What about you, Jong? What'd you drink?
I didn't do any drinking this weekend.
What? What'd you do?
I helped one of my friends move on Saturday.
There was no drinking involved with that?
No.
It seems like a must.
That's like the worst kind of friend if you're going to help him move and he's not going to provide any sort of sustenance.
The worst thing that happened, it was supposed to be, I think he moved everything in already, but it was like in his garage because he was doing some modeling inside.
Modeling?
Remodeling inside.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, okay, it's about to get weird.
Yeah. No, so he had everything in his garage. So the initial job was to move everything from the garage to inside the house. Well, he had two refrigerators in his garage and had both of them plugged in, and it shorted the outlet, and both refrigerators, unbeknownst to him, was not working. Wasn't working.
Were they just beverage refrigerators, or did he have food in there?
One of them, which is the one that we're going to move inside, it's a nice stainless steel refrigerator, had food in it.
Mm.
And it's been sitting there for about, I want to say about a month. And who knows when it shorted. So I opened the refrigerator. We're about to move the refrigerator. I open it to make sure that we don't need to tape anything because if there was food in there, and I open it and the most rancid smell came out of that refrigerator. So for the next 2 hours, we spent cleaning it out, disinfecting it, and making sure that it was okay. And we got all the nastiness out of it, but he's going to have to use some baking powder or something to
get all
that smell out.
Yeah, that's not great. Yeah. Well, that sounds like you had the worst weekend of all of us.
So no, I mean, got to spend some time with my friend, so it was
fun. Oh, yeah, got to spend some time with my buddy cleaning his disgusting fridge that corpse was in.
Just sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and I love when I hang out with my buddies and do that. I was with buddies drinking beer. Jong was, basically...
drinking other stuff.
Yeah.
Inhaling fumes.
Yeah, getting a corpse smell out of a refrigerator. Great.
Well played, Jong. Well played. Hey, a couple things. So, AJ, this is his last day for the week. We have a very interesting lineup for the rest of the week. Jermaine Every's going to fill in tomorrow, and then RJ Bell is going to do a full show on Wednesday, which should be fun.
Cool.
And I've done a couple of podcasts with RJ in the past, and it's been entertaining to say the least. And he likes to take over, so that should be that'll be an interesting show. And he's got a lot of interests outside of gambling too that we'll get to. So we'll have that, and then Liebeschock on Thursday, and Henry Thomas on Friday. Next week, Monday through Thursday, Jerome Solomon, who I got to hang out and
always
have a drink
good
with last night. So looking forward to that. 713-780 ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Also, I want to tell you, next Saturday, still some spots available for the charity poker tournament for Touchdown Club, and it's at Whitmire's. So you want to get your Carbach on, you want to get your Damaris barbecue on, get your poker on, and try Whitmire's products. Guess what?
That's a good time to do it.
6 o'clock Saturday. Go to touchdownclub.org. There's still a couple spots left at my table if you want to play at my table. Just send me an email. But get signed up, because it's going to lock here pretty soon, because we're getting very close to the max number for this thing. So there you go. I will mention it a couple more times this week.
All right.
And that's pretty much it. That's it for the house cleaning stuff. Now,
dude, the house is clean. Mine's not.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you can tell when you go a week with no woman in your house. Things, I mean, it's rough. And I lied to my wife, because she asked if I properly separated the laundry, because I did do some laundry because I had to. And
right.
I told her yes, and I did, in a way, separate the laundry, but I did it in two loads. I did all of my gym clothes and towels in one load.
Yeah.
And then everything else in the other load.
So you put the white stuff in with the other stuff?
No, I didn't do any white stuff. Okay. We hardly ever wear any white stuff, so it's just like it's, there's like, you know, every once in a while there's some stuff in there, because like I don't wear white socks, and I don't know. We just don't have a lot of white clothes. So, but the problem came where my jeans were in there with, I guess, one of her like tank top things, like the little spaghetti strap tank tops.
Yeah.
And this strap is ripped.
Uh-oh.
And it's because she told me to do a delicate load and a not delicate load.
Hey, these things happen even in a delicate load.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I'm going to tell her. I'm going to say, listen, this was in God's hands. I prayed and just didn't work out. So, and then I ran out of lasagna. So now, luckily, I mean, this is my last day before I leave, but I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get back, because she's still going to be gone for another week when I get back. And my brother's coming to stay at my house, and I'm going to try to, you know, I'm leaving him some money to go get some groceries, stuff like that, but house sitting and him actually going to get groceries are probably not going to go hand in hand, and that's I'm a little nervous for myself when I get back, to be honest.
Well, as long as the dog's alive when you get back, that's the important thing.
The dog should be fine. The dog's staying with my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because my brother was like, yeah, I'll take care of the house, but I'm not going to watch your dog.
See, you make fun of me all the time for the fact that I do stuff like wash clothes and clean up around our place, but that way when she's gone, it still gets done. I actually contribute something.
Well, I've determined that the day or two before she comes, I'm going to hire a maid.
Yeah, that's a smart thing.
Because there's no way I'm going to get the house looking like she left it, you know, because she did a real good job of getting it all cleaned up before she left. But there's no way I can return it to that form without some professional help. So that's in the plans.
I got a good one if you need one.
Okay.
She comes every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but she's probably not trying to travel all the way up there where I live.
She's got people all over town.
Oh, okay.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. We will do Game of Thrones at 5:30 today. So
I think it'll be an interesting segment.
I do too.
All I've seen on social media today and yesterday is, oh my God, what a great episode. And I thought it was kind of meh. I was underwhelmed.
I thought it was a great last 10 minutes, maybe. Yeah, it was almost old school Walking Dead. The last part of it was pretty good, although I had some issues with the last scene too, which we'll save that for 5:30. But if you haven't seen it yet, you can just skip the 5:30 segment, and if you have, wait till then.
All right,
and we'll dive in. It's really silly how I do this now. I almost treat this like I do a Texans game. I watch it once Sunday night. I watched it again this morning, and then I read everything I could possibly find on it about certain things and why they did things a certain way.
Well, I'll be curious to hear what your thoughts are then, because as you know, I don't like to read about the show because I don't want anything to be like be told to me that or like put into my head any ideas put into my head that I don't really want. And that's what everybody's doing, like theories. This is what right. I think is going to happen. I don't like theories. So at least not like, I mean, I don't mind throwing some around with you guys, but I guess when I read it on the internet, it makes me feel like it could really happen, and I don't like that. And when I hear it from you guys, I can say, oh, that doesn't sound right, or oh, that might be right.
But that's all they're doing is speculating.
I know, but if I see it in print, I'm like, what? This can't be right. So I don't like that.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And we'll get to some sports and stuff.
No, we'll get to sports whenever we can.
Yeah, there's not a ton of sports going on right now. I think the biggest sport was supposed to be a swim race that pissed people off.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Fake news?
Yeah. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday, 713-780. ESPN's your number. Well, let's squeeze on a couple calls. Jason, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all today?
Doing well. Sports to you.
Good, good. Hey, sports to you. Hey, Fred, this is pretty much for you. I know you watched the World Series this weekend, and I actually like what ESPN did and didn't make us wait till November. And it was actually pretty good. I got a 17-year-old daughter that, you know, they pretty much hate life right now, and she watched the entire thing with me.
I like that they did that. I didn't like the whole November 9 concept. I get why they did it. But it also gave us a chance to have something to watch right now where it's basically just baseball. So I think it's good to put that event where they did. I thought Blumstein basically he had such a huge chip stack, and he seemed to catch every card. And you have to do that to win. And but I thought there was some really good play, especially three-handed, and I really enjoyed it. I didn't watch all of it. I took breaks from it, but I like it much better this way.
What time did it end?
I don't remember exactly. It was
middle of the night?
Yeah, I think it was the middle of the night. I had dozed off, and then it was over. So, but I went back and watched some of it, and especially I just kind of fast-forwarded through the big hands, and it was fun. This is like the second year in a row where I haven't felt like, damn, I wish I'd played this year.
Yeah.
I just felt, but I enjoyed it quite a bit as just a fan, is watching it on TV. Let's try Tony, who I think has a question for you.
Guys, how are you? Hey, I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on the John Jones and Daniel Cormier fight this weekend, but also I read some rumblings about a potential super fight between John Jones and Brock Lesnar maybe next year. Wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, I think I talked about that a little bit last week. I think that's the goal for the UFC is to try to book that match for 2018 as sort of their massive fight for 2018. I think John Jones beats Daniel Cormier. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to see John Jones be kind of humbled in the cage, which has not happened. So I just think it's going to be a while, and I don't know that Daniel Cormier is the right matchup to do it. So I think it should be a fun fight, though, and it should be a great card. It's a really stacked card top to bottom.
713-780-ESPN. I think next week. Is it next week, John, that we're supposed to have John Jones?
It's pending.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have him next week. Which I always prefer when AJ's here and we have MMA guys. But
I think that's one you guys could probably handle on your
own.
Yeah,
I think we can. So,
and he'll probably flake on it anyway.
Probably.
That's kind of what
yeah,
he does.
Yeah. I think the one time, there was one other time you were out and we interviewed him for when we were out there for a UFC card. I think it's the one you were actually in somebody's corner for.
Yeah.
And he was pretty good. So we shall see. So apparently, besides Game of Thrones last night, the one thing that made Twitter blow up was Michael Phelps racing the shark.
Yep, didn't see it. Didn't even attempt to find it.
Wasn't interested.
No.
But
what happened?
He didn't race a shark.
Okay.
He raced a computer simulation.
What?
Yes. Which the shark won by 2 seconds. And so people were pissed off that he didn't race. Because they billed it as Michael Phelps versus a shark.
Right.
Not Michael Phelps versus a computer simulation.
So.
Now, I don't know what people were expecting. Because how could you literally line up a shark in a lane? Because I know how that's going to go. The shark's just going to reach over and say, lunch.
Yeah, but then he would get disqualified from the race.
Yeah, but that would be a real race, right? Michael Phelps versus the shark. Shark wins. Yeah.
I think if you don't stay in your lane, though, you should get disqualified.
Well, okay, so put up a thing so that he can't come over there. Now, I don't know how you make the shark, you know, like when you shoot the little gun. I don't know that the shark knows he's supposed to take off.
So my thought was there's basically no way that a human can swim faster than a shark. And I mean, I'm guessing even a fake shark. Did the fake shark win?
Yeah, the fake shark beat him by like 2 seconds.
2 seconds? They slowed that fake shark down.
I think you're right. But, of course, Discovery Channel says it's standing behind its program. It insisted it was about creating a fun program and that it was clear the athlete would not be swimming alongside sharks in the competition.
It was clear, they said?
It wasn't clear to me.
It wasn't clear to me either.
Yeah, because when that whole story came out,
I thought they were going to have like some sort of divider wall.
Yeah.
Was my guess, yeah. Like a big plexiglass divider wall.
Yeah. Even if you had them in separate pools and they go at the same time.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of ways you could have tried to make it work without getting Michael Phelps eaten.
It said it's hard to put a shark in a pool, I would think.
Well,
like, wait, what do you
do? Put him in a saltwater pool.
What do you do with him when it's over? Like, yeah. It's hard to get him out of there.
You eat him.
Yeah.
But and they said, here's their quote in response. In Phelps versus Shark, we enlisted world-class scientists to take up the challenge of making the world's greatest swimmer competitive with a great white. The show took smart science and technology to make the challenge more accessible and fun. All the promotion, interviews, and the program itself made clear that the challenge wasn't a side-by-side race.
No, they didn't.
No, nah, they really didn't. So, yeah, they used CGI, and people aren't happy about it. I don't know what people were expecting, though. So,
yeah, I didn't care, and I still don't
really
care. Yeah,
because Shark Week means nothing to me. I've never cared about that.
Yeah, it's not for me. But I do think it's Bush that they said that they made it clear, because they definitely didn't make it clear.
No, not based on the stuff I saw. And, okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I like the idea of humans versus animals. Going back to the Arian Foster thing.
Right, but only in fights, not in races.
Yeah, I don't think races are really that great.
Lame.
Drunk Bevo said, I'd be pissed if I fell for that. If they'd have set a CGI shark, nobody would have watched.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch a CGI shark against Michael Phelps.
No.
If they had made that clear up front, then no. Nobody's watching. I mean, I didn't watch it anyway, but I was at least somewhat interested to see how they would do it. But if you're going to cheat like that, that's no fun.
No.
So, 713-780-ESPN's your number. We have dust in the wind for Colin Moran. That didn't last long.
Man.
It kind of sucked because he looked good.
Yeah, and then he's basically out for as long as Correa's out. So it's a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
Maybe on the other side of this break we can talk about and I know we've talked about it, you know, multiple times, but the Astros and why or why they shouldn't be in the market for a pitcher. And I think this weekend, even though they took 2 of 3, to me, it solidified that they need a pitcher.
Oh, I'm with you. And in one of those two of three, They had an 8-1 lead, and that one got tight.
Yep.
Didn't need to get tight. But, yeah, we can talk about that next segment. But that's kind of a shame for Moran, who's got a facial fracture. And they did bring up Tyler White, who has been killing it at Fresno, but a little less flexibility with him than you had with Moran. But that's a shame. I was hoping to – yeah, I was hoping that maybe he was finally, especially the year he's having at AAA. You know, he's been a top prospect for them for a while. He just hasn't quite, you know, started to show it on the field. This year he did, and I thought, all right, maybe he gets up to the majors. And you know, he's 24 years old now. That's a good age to maybe break through, but that's not the breakthrough he was looking for.
No,
White, by the way,
through your face.
In Fresno, White hitting .299, 19 homers, 69 RBIs in 91 games.
All right.
So pretty solid numbers for him. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, well, we'll talk about the starting pitchers next. But I do think that Justin Verlander is there to be had if you want him. And it sounds like the Cubs are at least talking about him, too. But it's hard to tell from some of these guys tweeting stuff out.
The problem is people are saying, well, the Cubs, they need to add this, they need to add that, because they're, you know, in a battle to move through the play, or like to make sure they make the playoffs. But my whole thing is everybody should be in that battle right now. If whether you're solidly a playoff team or you are a team making that final push to ensure you make the playoffs, all of those teams should be trying to make their team better. And, you know, like you said, this weekend was, to me, it locked it up that that's what they need to do. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
713 says, how desperate is ESPN for content? They showed a professional cornhole tournament this weekend.
Oh, God.
I saw about 10 seconds of that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's bad.
Yeah. Like, okay. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Come back. Talk a little bit about the Astros pitching. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. And another pitcher off the blocks is, looks like the Twins get Garcia from the Braves.
That was supposed to be done last week.
Yeah.
And then there was some sort of holdup on it, and they eventually get it done either way, so good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's a guy that is much better than what you've already got at the back end of your rotation.
Well, he's pitching really well. I mean, he's a guy who was at once a pretty legitimate prospect, so he's definitely a talented dude. So I think that, I don't know, I just think it's good for teams like that, especially a team like Minnesota, who's not what we would consider a major market team, to just be adding at the deadline. I like
that. Yeah. Milwaukee too, when they
yep.
add players. Apparently this is from your buddy Jeff Luhnow. I don't know if you want to hear this. We were thinking we may have to go out and get a depth starter, a fourth, fifth starter guy to help us get through the season. That's no longer the case. If anything, we're going to have to put guys in the bullpen. Talking about because Colin McHugh's back and Keuchel's expected to be back. That's not what I want to hear.
I don't either. And, you know, I started thinking about this, and someone was saying, well, Fires is pitched. And actually, I shouldn't say someone. Many people have said, Fires is pitching so well, you know. And my response to that is, well, is that what Fires really is? And it's funny because most of them will say, I think that's what he can be. But if I say, well, what you've seen of McCullers since he's come back from the DL, is that what he really is? Because what you see is kind of, I mean, it's not always reality. You know what I mean? Like, there's guys who are pitching over their heads and guys who are pitching, and that's with any sport. A guy can play better than what he is for a stretch of time.
Especially in baseball, you see that a lot.
Yeah, and a guy can play worse than he really is for a stretch of time. Like, do I really think Manny Machado is a 230 hitter? No. I mean, he's been playing like one all year, but I tend to believe eventually that's not what he's going to be. You know what I mean? And Mike Fiers is, in my opinion, one day going to turn back into Mike Fiers. And Lance McCullers, I hope, one day turns back into Lance McCullers. The problem is, come playoff time, you don't know who's going to be hot. You don't know who's going to be not. So it's better to have to play the odds and have someone who is good more often than he's bad that can fill one of those spots for you that you trust. You trust that guy when the lights are on, he's going to be good.
Or that you have options. That you have two or three guys who might be pitching well at the right time that you can put in there. And I think as I look at them right now, they could use some help in the bullpen.
Oh, yeah.
That's an area that, you know, so some of these guys, maybe that does help. I cringe every time Hoyt goes out to the mound. I just don't even know why he's in the big leagues. But the reality is they're good enough to win a lot of these games 8-7. Because their lineup's so strong, but I really wish that they would be in on another top line starting pitcher, because I do think McCullers will get his act together, but I think
McCullers might be hurt.
He may still be
hurt.
And
honestly, he's got the worst body language. Like, he's angry and crybabyish when he's getting hit. Like, okay, no one likes that. Just figure out what the problem is.
Well, it may be that he's not right, because he hasn't looked the same since he came back. And
then he should get his ass back on the DL and wait till he is fixed and be ready to go for the playoffs.
Unless he's just trying to pitch himself back into shape, too, which, if that's the case, all right. But at some point, you need to start seeing better performances.
Yeah.
And, I don't think Fiers is going to continue doing what he's doing. I don't think Peacock's going to continue doing what he's doing. But, again, I expect more out of McCullers at some point, and yeah, I think Morton can be better than he's been. It over a course of a season, it tends to balance out. But I still go back to what I've been saying all along. When you get to the playoffs, man, if you have a 1-2-3 punch, you know, that would be perfect considering how good your offense is. And if you don't have that, you might be good enough. But if McCullers doesn't turn things around and Fiers does go backwards. And we don't know, Dallas Keuchel, who you hope he's going to be fine when he comes back, but do you expect him to be 9-0, 167 fine?
You can't.
That's a lot to ask. So all of those are concerns when you get into a seven-game series against teams that have better pitching. And that's the one thing that concerns me.
Well, and what's more concerning is if those teams that you're competing with go out and get another pitcher. And, I mean, because not only then they're – taking away from the pool of players available to you, but they're adding to their team too. So, yeah, I think that if I were the Astros, I would start pushing that timetable up and start doing that now, because while, yes, and it may be there might be a negative to the fact that they're winning so many of these games regardless, you know?
Well, and that's kind of what I was getting at with the Luno quotes is,
it's a false sense of security.
Because, yeah, you're so good, it's easy to look at it and say, you know what? I think we can win with what we've got. And I think they can win with what they've got, but, I mean, you could also win the World Series at the trade deadline if you do things right.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So, there you go. Your Astros talk.
Yeah, the Astros, they won that game on Friday. As I was listening to it driving into Austin, and they had come back. The Orioles had come back, and it was 8-7.
Yeah,
and Chris Davis bunted with no one on. I mean, I can't think of like a less likely candidate for that in that position. Can you?
No.
Like, what were they even? I mean,
yeah, that was bizarre.
Unreal. unreal. And you remember, like, in 20, I guess it was 2015, it was the year they were pretty decent. The Astros would bunt in really odd situations. And sometimes with people that you're like, what are they even doing? Why are they doing this?
Yeah.
That was one of those situations. Like, how did that happen?
Didn't make much sense to me. But, hey, they held on for a win there. Although that's a game that should not have gotten that close. But you can't just keep putting, you know, that game you're not supposed to be using Giles and really Devinsky.
Right.
And you wound up having to use both of them.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's the kind of stuff that over time is going to start taxing those guys a little bit. Did you see the latest on your buddy Kyrie Irving?
No.
Apparently, Stephen A. Smith says, according to his sources, they believe LeBron James had everything to do with the news getting out that Irving wants to be traded.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's like they leaked the news?
Yeah, they believe that LeBron James got word of it and was put off by it and leaked it.
Okay.
So, now he did say, I'm not going to accuse LeBron of such a thing. I don't know that to be true at all, but I know that's what Kyrie Irving believes.
Okay.
So.
Well. Cool.
Now, the thing is, it doesn't matter. I mean, when you go.
Clearly Kyrie's got some ego issues, so he may not be in a mood where he wants to take blame for anything, but if it's not true, then who cares who leaked it? Or, I mean, if it is true, who cares who leaked it? It's out there now. I mean, if it's true, then it's true.
Yeah, and did you not expect it to get out?
Yeah, so if you're mad that it's out there, then you're worried about image, and that's a you problem. I don't care about that. So, yeah, if that's really what he wanted, like what I'd like to hear Kyrie Irving say is, no, that's definitively not true. I want to be here in Cleveland because it's the best chance for me to win a championship, and that's really what matters. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying LeBron leaked it. I don't care who leaked it. If it's still true, then my opinion on it hasn't changed.
Yeah, there's no denial in there. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And just get back to the Astros real quick. This is a mindset that I think you can fall into that I don't think you should fall into. He says, I think it makes more sense not to sell the farm and trying to find the next starter and add depth in the bullpen. So when your starter has a game like McCullers has been having, you still salvage a game with bullpen arms. I don't mind them adding to the bullpen. And I think a high-end arm back there would be great. But, I mean, I'm okay with selling the farm.
I don't care about the farm.
Get both.
You don't care about the farm when you've got a chance to win.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. And they're so good right now that it's really easy to just sit there and say, you know what, I think we're good enough as is. Maybe we just tweak something. And that might work, but, man, I just like to see him make a splash and totally go all in here. But
yeah.
That's just me. All right. It's Raising Cane's time.
Yeah, John was telling me, and I totally forgot about it. I heard it in my ear, and I was like, oh, he must be talking to me. Yeah, telling you about Raising Cane's, guys. Raising Cane's is all over the Houston area, and they are making the best chicken finger meals possible. That's their one love, putting together the best chicken finger meals possible. They do it with the best ingredients. They do it with the fact that they don't, you know, it's not food sitting around under a heat lamp waiting for you to come pick it up. No, they cook everything fresh when you order. But it's not only about the great food. They also do great things with the community. Raising Cane's proudly partners with teams, groups, organizations in the community. Visit canesandcommunity.com to learn how they're helping out, including in our city. And they do great things with education, and they feed the hungry, and pet welfare, active lifestyle, business development, and tons of other things. So check out that Canes and Community to see what they're up to. And, guys, July 27th, it's coming up. It's National Chicken Finger Day. To celebrate, Raising Cane's is giving away a trip for two to the Fried Chicken Festival in New Orleans. Enter now at raisingcanes.com/FCF2017. That's raisingcanes.com/FCF2017. Raising Cane's, one love.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Win a $250 gift card from Barcelona Sports. Just sign up to win on ESPN975.com/Barcelona Sports. One lucky winner takes home the $250 gift card. Best products, best prices, and personal service. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfielder since 1956. So, Texans camp opens this week.
Yes.
Did you get your, since we don't get to go, which I'm actually okay with them getting out of town and doing this.
Yeah.
But I get their training camp media policy, and they give you topics to avoid and how you can do reporting in social media.
Okay.
Topics to avoid: potential severity of an injury until it's addressed by Bill O'Brien. That makes sense. Of course, he always says, I'm not a doctor. Game strategy: which players are practicing with individual units, conversations that take place on the field between players or coaches. I have no problem with that. Players who line up in positions different from the one listed on the roster.
Okay.
Those are topics to avoid.
Why do they, who's to say what topics are to be avoided? Isn't that the media's job to figure out?
That's what the Texans say. They're telling you what to avoid.
Sounds like a...
Yeah, because I remember last year's, it's not as onerous as last year's, but I also don't think there's going to be as many people because it's not in town. A whole bunch of people go out there when they're in town. But so there you know. Now you know. You know what you can do when you go up there. I'm sure that's a real reason for your vacation is to go to West Virginia for Texans camp. Because I know you love that stuff.
Yeah. You know me.
Yeah. And they also... And I don't mind stuff like conversations that take place between players on the field. That's a little different than what you're there to do. If you see Kevin Johnson getting into it with somebody and they're bitching about one of the other players, that's almost like overhearing gossip.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. Well, that says no Springer or Correa yesterday. Relax, ladies. Hashtag go Astros. Unless those guys could come in and pitch, it wasn't going to make much of a difference.
Nope.
Nine runs. The McCullers thing has me a little bit concerned, but I have faith he'll pull out of it. But he was kind of...
If he's healthy, yeah, he'll pull out of it.
That's the thing. And I can't imagine they'd have him out there.
And who's to say that Keuchel doesn't come back and have some of the same issues? You say you can't imagine they have him out there if he wasn't, but didn't Dallas Keuchel apparently pitch injured all last year?
Yeah, he did.
So, but they would have him out there.
Maybe. But that's kind of on him, too. I mean, he's got to know if his body's right or not. But, and some things you just can't pitch to. And obviously, Keuchel couldn't last year. Hey, I'm going to give away something. But two tickets to participate in the second annual Splash Bash this Saturday, July 29th at the Oaks Dads Club Candlelight Sports Complex. Cool off from the heat and take advantage of complimentary adult beverages and food for all guests, plus giveaways and swag from awesome vendors, including us, ESPN 97.5. Play slip and slide kickball, slip and slide human bowling, or don't get wet and play other great games like Giant Jenga or Giant Connect 4 and so many more. A portion of all the tickets goes directly to the Oaks Dads Club, a local nonprofit youth sports organization. Get your tickets to get in on a day of fun and food at HoustonSSC.com. Caller 15. That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
All right. I'm so pissed off at our salespeople. John sends out an email every week that has upcoming vacation schedules for everybody.
And it's been on there since you told me what... This was like a while ago.
Months ago.
Maybe. I scheduled this vacation.
Well, nobody reads my emails anyway, so... Occasionally, you don't either, so...
So... The salespeople decide, oh, well, we need you to record this, and this.
Oh, before you go on vacation?
Before I go on vacation now.
And Michael Carroll's not here today.
Right.
You have to record it with Tyler.
Yeah. So that's going to be every break I'm going to be in there recording. Can't wait.
It's not like we didn't mention this several times last week.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Just saying.
It's no skin off their ass.
Oh well. You'll be glad to be out of here for a while.
Yeah.
A break is a good thing. I kind of feel like I need another one. But get away when you come back. All the same things will still be here.
Lamont said, and this kind of goes back to the Game of Thrones thing, heard the comments about Game of Thrones, and he said, so wait, AJ, you just watched the show with no backstory info to fill you in? Yeah. Like a normal human used to watch TV, like without reading every internet theory. Yeah, that's if that's crazy, then my how times have changed. I used to watch The Simpsons the same way. I would watch the episode, and I would just soak it in, and then whatever happened the next week happened. I mean, that's, again, maybe that's where I'm turning old, but like I don't feel like I need everyone else's opinion to shape my own of that show, and that's what the internet does. It gives you all these theories and ideas, and I've come up with my own, and if they're different, I think that's good. You know, if it's different than what I expect, that makes me think it's a good show.
So, I don't really get into the theories part of it as much. I will read recaps to see if I miss something. Like there are a couple things that I didn't get the reference to that they picked up on in those recaps. And then there's one site that USA Today does power rankings of all of them. I like things like that. But the speculative stuff, that's no different than what we do.
Yeah.
It's just other people doing it. And sometimes you find something you might think is interesting there. But I like more of the, you know, kind of in the inside stuff and the little lines. And I read a lot of I read a lot of interviews with the showrunners and people like that too, because a lot of times they'll put stuff in there that you just flat out miss. And so that's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at at fan theories and stuff as much. I mean, sometimes I do, but you know, there's like five or six really good recaps out there that I will read on Monday mornings.
Okay.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Jason says topics to avoid: any real questions about the Texans' expectations, needs, contracts, starting quarterback, or direction. That's probably fair.
We don't talk about those things.
Probably fair. Sebastian asked, do you guys watch Power? I have not started watching that. The wife was watching kind of an interesting show, and then she found out it got canceled, so there's only 10 episodes. It was called Good Girls Revolt, and it's about these magazine chicks. And actually, it's pretty interesting, but it got canceled after 10, so that sucks when you start getting into one. Because I was kind of watching it with her and wasn't getting as into it as she was, but I found it interesting. I always hate when that happens, when it's like, oh, yeah, that was just one season. Sorry. Boy, that studio looks nice. I'm just looking at Twitter, that studio that Salisbury and Brian and Robin are in.
Oh, yeah.
They look very professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, we could never look that professional.
No, it would be very difficult for us.
Oh, Kevin asked, did you already do Game of Thrones talk? No, 5:30. That is when we will do Game of Thrones talk, and we will run with it as long as it's interesting. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. We are going to take a very quick break. Hour number one in the books. A lot more to get to. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.